Hi folks, this is Orpita and Shantanu bringing to you this new podcast.
Hi Orpita, how's your day? Was there anything interesting at work today?
Oh, things are going fine, thanks. Today I was chatting with a friend of mine at lunch. He was telling me about his project.
Oh, okay. What's he working on?
He's working on a project where they are trying to cure blindness using gene therapy methods. They are working with the mouse models of a retinal disease. Now, before going to mouse models, they had to prove using cell culture models that the gene therapy methods work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if they become successful in the mouse model, they can ultimately try this in human clinical trials. Now, these are all conventional methods to study and find therapies for diseases.
So, how long does this whole process take?
Right from the discovery of a therapy or a drug, it takes, I guess, around 10 to 12 years.
Oh, that's a long time. Can the results of animal studies be extrapolated exactly in human clinical studies, though?
Well, unfortunately, many drugs or therapies that are successful in animal models of diseases have been seen to fail in human clinical studies. Now, that's a huge concern.
Okay, so are the scientists doing something about it?
Good question. Probably studies of therapy or drugs in simplified organ models derived from human tissues can solve this problem. Have you heard of a recent development in science where human organs can be developed in a dish?
Yes, organs in a dish. I remember reading something about this. That's really exciting. Can you tell me a little more about this?
Scientists are trying to develop organs in the lab from human stem cells. Now, stem cells are basically those unspecialized cells which have the potential to become different cell types in the human body during early developmental phase. In the lab, scientists can program these stem cells to become any organ of our choice in a dish. This process is called three-dimensional cell culture model, and these synthesized organs are known as organoids.
Yes, I remember reading about this.
These organoids mimic the environment of the organs in our body better than conventional cell culture models. And that is exactly why they have gained such huge popularity in the past few years. Also, as these mini organoids are derived from human cells, there are higher chances of success of a therapy or a drug studied using these models.
Oh, that's great. Correct me if I'm wrong. I heard that there is something called embryonic stem cell bank. When new babies are born, their stem cells from the umbilical cord are collected and stored. So, can these cells be used to make new organs?
Definitely. Good that you brought this up. This explains the application of the organoids in individualized medicine. As you know, medical research is going more towards finding therapy in a customized way for each individual. The stem cells that are stored from the newborns can be programmed in the lab to develop three-dimensional cells or organoids if and when they're required.
Excellent. Has this technology reached the market yet? Does this mean that someone can order a liver or, say, kidney, which would be an exact match, instead of looking for a donor?
Well, although it's a long way to go before we reach that stage, there have been some successful artificial transplantation with organs developed in a dish. Miniature versions of organs like kidney, brain, liver, etc. have already been developed.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, and also many big companies like Thermo Fisher Scientific, Merck, etc. and even startups are investing in this technology. Since European population is more aware of the benefits that this technology could have, European countries, especially Germany, is heavily investing in this research. So we can be optimistic that organ transplantation from 3D cells will soon be a reality.
That's great news. Looks like we're going towards a really exciting era in healthcare innovation. I hope soon people will be more aware of this technology.
Yes, I hope so too, Shantanu. So, we shall wrap up our podcast here for today. We hope that you found our today's topic interesting. Please let us know your thoughts on this. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye.